Sickle Cell and Stem Cell Transplant. Anthony Nolan. Approximate recording time, 20 minutes. You can skip through the tracks in this recording to find the beginning of each new section. Introduction. For people with sickle cell disorder, a stem cell transplant may now give hope for a cure. You might have lots of questions if you've been told a stem cell transplant may now be a treatment option for you. There's plenty to think about and consider. We want to help you answer those questions and support you in making the best decisions for your health and future. Your medical team should know your unique situation best, but we hope this information can guide you through what can be a tricky process. This information is also available as a booklet. You can download it or order a free copy from our publications page, www.anthonynolan.org/booklets. Chapter 1. What is sickle cell disorder? Sickle cell disorder is a group of inherited blood disorders that affect the red blood cells in your body. In the UK, it mostly affects people from African and Caribbean backgrounds. It can be diagnosed soon after you are born, or even earlier during pregnancy. People with sickle cell disorder have red blood cells shaped like a crescent moon or a sickle, instead of being round like normal cells. These oddly shaped cells can clump together and block blood vessels, which makes it hard for blood to flow properly through them and prevents oxygen from reaching different parts of the body. This can cause various health complications and acute pain episodes, often called sickle cell crisis. For many people, this pain can be severe. It can affect their day-to-day life and result in many stays in hospital. People with severe sickle cell disorder can also be at risk of serious complications. These can result in death. There are treatments for sickle cell disorder, but not all people respond well to them. Chapter 2. Can I have a stem cell transplant if I have sickle cell disorder? Yes, you might be able to have a stem cell transplant to cure your sickle cell disorder. You can find out more about what a stem cell transplant involves in Anthony Nolan's information on Understanding Stem Cell Transplants. This treatment has been an option on the NHS for adults in the UK since 2020. You are likely to be offered a stem cell transplant only if the benefits outweigh the risks. It is likely you will have severe sickle cell disorder, which cannot be controlled with pain management or other treatments. Means you spend a lot of time in hospital to treat your acute pain episodes. Affects your quality of life, so you cannot go to work, take part in education, socialise, or carry out normal day-to-day activities. Causes or puts you at high risk of complications. This includes a stroke, organ dysfunction, where your organs do not work properly, acute chest syndrome, a lung condition causing chest pain and breathing difficulties, and infections, and which puts you at a risk of death. You can only have a stem cell transplant if you have a matched related donor. This is a brother or sister, sometimes called a sibling, who is a full match and can donate their stem cells to you. Your siblings can still donate their stem cells if they have the sickle cell trait, but not if they also have sickle cell disorder. Find out more about sibling stem cell transplants at www.anthonynolan.org/sibling. There is not enough evidence yet to support having a matched unrelated donor, someone from the Anthony Nolan Stem Cell Register, for example. This may change in the future with more research and more improvements in the transplant process. Even though having a stem cell transplant can cure your sickle cell disorder, you will still carry the sickle cell gene. This means you can still pass it on to your children even after your transplant. You can ask your medical team if a stem cell transplant might be a treatment option for you. If they have not mentioned it in appointments, you can talk about it. Tell them you're interested in finding out more.
I had asked my daughter's sickle consultant about other options at a checkup, as her current treatment wasn't working. They then offered information on stem cell transplant.
Kaylee, whose daughter had a stem cell transplant to cure her sickle cell disorder. The process is slightly different for children with severe sickle cell disorder. If there is no matched sibling donor for those under 18, their medical team may offer a haploidentical donor transplant or occasionally a matched unrelated donor transplant. Chapter 3. What are the risks and benefits? A stem cell transplant can cure blood cancers and blood disorders like sickle cell disorder. That's simply fantastic. But a transplant is an intensive treatment, which comes with lots of risks and benefits to consider. For someone with a blood cancer, like leukemia, a stem cell transplant can be their last chance of survival, so patients and their medical teams are likely to take more risks. It's a final treatment option. If you've got sickle cell disorder, a stem cell transplant is more likely to be a treatment to give you a better quality of life rather than a treatment for survival. This means risks are considered differently. So, it's important for you to go through all the risks and benefits with your medical team. You need to consider if this is the best option for your individual health and future. Benefits. A stem cell transplant can cure your sickle cell disorder. You can expect your pain episodes to stop, but this may take some time. You might continue to have chronic pain because of damage already done by your sickle cell disorder. Your pain management will be controlled carefully after transplant if this applies to you. This will all depend on your individual situation. A stem cell transplant should prevent further complications caused by your sickle cell disorder. It is likely that any sickle cell related problems with organ function that you already have, for example with your eyes, will not worsen any further. And you can have a better quality of life. You may be offered a transplant if your severe sickle cell disorder affects your day-to-day life and you do not respond well to any other treatments. Risks. Any current complications you have from your sickle cell disorder could put you at risk during a stem cell transplant. These could include liver failure or heart conditions, for example. Your medical team can talk you through how well your body could cope with a transplant. Graft versus host disease, GVHD, is a potentially life-threatening side effect of a stem cell transplant. This is where your new stem cells start to attack other cells in your body. You can read lots more about GVHD at www.antoninolan.org/GVHD. GVHD will not always be life-threatening, and the risk of GVHD is much lower for people with sickle cell disorder. But it is a big risk to consider, and sometimes GVHD can cause graft failure. And you'll need to have conditioning therapy before your transplant to prepare your body to receive your new stem cells. You're more at risk of infection during this time. For people with sickle cell disorder, this is currently made up of an immunosuppressive drug and low-dose radiotherapy. This is a less intense form of conditioning therapy used for other disorders, which cuts the risk of complications. It's important to note that a stem cell transplant will not necessarily improve any complications caused by your sickle cell disorder. You may still need treatment for these complications after transplant.
There was so much to think about, and for a time I was scared. It was such a big decision. I had to take time. I had to pray about it.
Ronki, who had a successful stem cell transplant to cure her sickle cell disorder. Chapter 4. What are the other treatments for sickle cell disorder? A stem cell transplant is the only treatment that can cure sickle cell disorder now. But there are other treatments available which can help manage your symptoms. Pain management can ease symptoms and help to give you a better quality of life. Long-term antibiotics like penicillin can help to prevent infections. Long-term blood transfusions can help to increase oxygen being carried around your body, which can prevent strokes and acute chest syndrome, as well as reduce pain episodes. Red cell exchange is like a blood transfusion, but your red blood cells are removed before being replaced by red blood cells from a donor. Hydroxycarbamide is a medicine that can help to reduce the number of pain episodes and other complications. And Cascavi is a gene therapy which can help stop red blood cells from turning into the sickle shape, which causes pain episodes and health complications. For more information on gene therapy, see our website, www.antoninolan.org/gene-therapy. Not all people with sickle cell disorder can have these treatments, and they come with their own side effects. If your sickle cell disorder is severe and you are not able to have these treatments, or they simply do not work, you may be offered a stem cell transplant. You can find out more about all treatments for sickle cell disorder on the NHS website, www.nhs.uk/conditions/sickle-cell-disease. What is happening with Voxilotor? Voxilotor, also known as Oxybryta, was a drug treatment introduced to the NHS in May 2024. It was withdrawn from use worldwide by its manufacturer as a precaution in October 2024. A review of data suggested the benefits of using the drug were no longer seen to outweigh the risks. The findings of the review are under investigation. If you were taking Voxilotor, you should have been told to stop by your medical team. You should also have been asked to return any unused medicine. No new patients will start treatment on the drug. Please contact your medical team for further advice. You can read more about Voxilotor being withdrawn on the Sickle Cell Society website, www.sicklecellsociety.org. What happened to crizanlizumab? Crizanlizumab, also known as Adakveo, was a drug treatment introduced in 2020. It was withdrawn from NHS use by Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency in January 2024. This was due to concerns about its effectiveness in reducing painful episodes. There were no safety concerns. It means no new patients will be prescribed with crizanlizumab. If you are taking crizanlizumab now, please speak to your medical team to discuss alternative treatment options. You can read more about crizanlizumab being withdrawn on the Sickle Cell Society website, www.sicklecellsociety.org. Chapter 5. Why could I not have a stem cell transplant before 2020? Adults with sickle cell disorder could not have a stem cell transplant before 2020, as there was not enough evidence to prove it was a suitable treatment option. People with sickle cell disorder are more likely to pick up infections and have other health conditions. This can put them at a higher risk of complications during or after a stem cell transplant. Thankfully, there have been recent improvements in transplant procedures. For example, someone with sickle cell disorder needs to have a less intense conditioning therapy before their transplant. This reduces their risk of complications. Also, research has shown that if you have a sibling who is a full match and can donate their stem cells, a stem cell transplant can be a successful treatment option for someone with sickle cell disorder. Chapter 6. What else do I need to think about when considering a stem cell transplant? There are lots of personal issues to think about when it comes to having a stem cell transplant. Here are some ideas to consider and to talk to your medical team about. Currently, you can only have a stem cell transplant to cure your sickle cell disorder if you have a matched related donor, like a brother or sister. If your brother or sister is a full match, that's fantastic, but they still need to be happy and agree to donate their stem cells for you. A stem cell transplant can cure your sickle cell disorder, but you will still carry the sickle cell gene. This means you could still pass it on to any children you have after transplant. You and your partner can have a test before getting pregnant to find out how likely it is that your child will have the sickle cell gene. Your GP can help organise this test. Is your sickle cell disorder having a negative effect on your day-to-day life? If other treatments are not working or not giving you the quality of life you deserve, it may be worth considering a stem cell transplant. Consider your individual situation and current risk to your life. Talk to your medical team about the risks to your life if you do not have a stem cell transplant, compared to the risks to your life if you do. And having a stem cell transplant can be a long, challenging process. You will need to have conditioning therapy before and spend a long time recovering after. Read more about recovering from a stem cell transplant at www.antoninolan.org/recovery.
I've lost jobs and opportunities because of my sickle cell disorder. I decided to go for a stem cell transplant because it can give me a better life. I won't have to restart my life every time I have a crisis. It's an opportunity for me to restart my life for good.
Ronki, who had a successful stem cell transplant to cure her sickle cell disorder. Chapter 7. Key facts about sickle cell disorder. About 17,000 people in the UK have sickle cell disorder. Almost 300 babies each year in the UK are born with sickle cell disorder. You can have a blood test during pregnancy, as well as before, to check if your baby is at risk of having sickle cell disorder. When your baby is born, they can have a sickle cell screening as part of their newborn blood spot test. And sickle cell disorder mainly affects people from Black, African and Caribbean backgrounds. Chapter 8. Frequently Asked Questions. I thought only cancer patients had a stem cell transplant. Is it that serious? A stem cell transplant may be a treatment option for someone who has a blood cancer, like leukemia, or a blood disorder, like sickle cell disorder. In the future, it might even be an option for someone with a different kind of condition, like Parkinson's. So even though people with cancer do have stem cell transplants, it does not mean you also have cancer or are on the same journey. Part of the treatment you may associate with cancer, like chemotherapy and radiotherapy, are different for sickle cell disorder patients. Having a stem cell transplant can be a long and tough journey. It's not an easy treatment, but there is lots of support available from your medical team, clinical nurse specialists, Anthony Nolan, and other charities. Will having a stem cell transplant affect my fertility? Fertility issues and early menopause can be side effects, which may be a big factor in your decision to have a stem cell transplant or not. Conditioning therapy before transplant can cause difficulty in getting pregnant, without some professional support such as IVF. If your conditioning therapy does not include chemotherapy, you will be at a lower risk of fertility issues. Your medical team will talk about your risk of fertility issues with you. If you are interested in freezing your eggs, sperm, or embryos for the future, they can talk you through this option. You can read more about fertility issues and early menopause at www.anthonynolan.org/fertility. I'm worried about a stem cell transplant affecting my mental health. Having a stem cell transplant can be tough, physically and mentally. You'll have to spend lots of time on your own in isolation, which some people can find hard. You might also have some setbacks in your recovery. You might feel anxious about returning to work or school, changes in your body, picking up an infection, and the effect your transplant could have on your relationships. For more information and support, read our information on Recovering from a Stem Cell Transplant, www.anthonynolan.org/recovery. It's very common to find the transplant journey hard. Thankfully, there are lots of people to support you. You are not alone. From the Anthony Nolan Helpline and Telephone Emotional Support Service to clinical psychologists and financial grants, there are plenty of people and resources in place to support you throughout your transplant journey. We're here for you.
Your mind needs to process all the changes happening in your body. I didn't expect to find the mental health side of things so tough. It isn't easy, but I'm glad I had those experiences. I had enough recovery time to focus on myself.
Iggy, who had a stem cell transplant to cure her sickle cell disorder. How long will I take to recover after a transplant? Everyone's transplant recovery journey is unique. It's hard to say how long you will take to recover. Recovery can also mean different things for different people. Some people might be most keen about going back to work, but some may just want to leave hospital. You need to do things in your own time, and remember, you may have some setbacks throughout your recovery. Setbacks are common, so you need to be patient with yourself and your new immune system. You may be able to leave hospital a few weeks after your transplant, but you will need lots of hospital checkups. Your immune system will be like a newborn baby's for a year or two after your transplant, so you need to be careful about the risk of infection for a while. You may not have to be admitted to hospital for your stem cell transplant. This is called ambulatory care. In this case, you will be treated as an outpatient. This means you'll only go to hospital for your appointments and treatment. You'll be carefully monitored at home the rest of the time. For people with sickle cell disorder, you might still experience pain episodes for a while after transplant. These should ease in time, and your pain management will be controlled carefully. But you may need to manage your expectations. You may still experience complications that were caused by your sickle cell disorder before your transplant. While a stem cell transplant can cure you, your body will need to get used to its new life, and you'll have to be kind to yourself as this happens. You can read lots more about recovering from a stem cell transplant at www.anthonynolan.org/recovery. How much time will I need to take off work? It's likely you'll need to take from 6 months to a year off work. Exactly how much time you need to take off work or from education will depend on your individual situation and how you're recovering. It'll also depend on the type of work or education you do. For example, being able to work from home means you'll be at much less risk of infection, but working from home can still be tiring. However you work or study, make sure you are mentally and physically ready before you return to your job or education. You can read about going back to work after a stem cell transplant at www.anthonynolan.org/work. You can also download or order our information booklets for employees and employers at www.anthonynolan.org/booklets. Can I get any financial support? Yes, there is support available to help ease any money worries you may have. It's common to feel anxious about your financial situation. It's a big reason some people rush into going back to work after transplant, but we're here to help in any way we can. You might be eligible for an Anthony-Nolan grant, which you can find out about at www.anthonynolan.org/grant. There may be other financial support available to you. Find out about it at www.anthonynolan.org/managing finances. Chapter 9. Where can I find further information and support? The Anthony Nolan Patient Services team is here for you before, during and after your stem cell transplant. We can answer questions you have about the process, support you with any worries you have, and give any practical help you need. You can call our helpline on 0303 303 0303 or email patientinfo@anthonynolan.org. Our opening hours are 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday to Friday. The Sickle Cell Society supports and represents people with sickle cell disorder. You can find lots of information and advice on their website, including their Parents Guide to Sickle Cell. You can also get in touch with their helpline or mentoring scheme to share experiences and find other support groups and local services. Find out more at www.sicklecellsociety.org. ACLT, the African Caribbean Leukemia Trust, is a charity spreading awareness of donor registers, including the stem cell register. They particularly encourage people from the Black and Black mixed race community to become potential donors. They also assist sickle cell patients who need matched blood for transfusions or blood exchanges. Find information and support and get involved in their work on the ACLT website, aclt.org. And there's also information about sickle cell disorder, including symptoms, treatments, and living with sickle cell disorder on the NHS website at www.nhs.uk/conditions/sickle-cell-disease. End of recording.